The Metropolitan Opera wrapped up the 2014-2015 radio broadcast season this past Saturday, and though opera fans will need to wait until December for the next season to start, there is another way to experience the magic of the Met. Nestled in between the Kronos Quartet and Johnny Cash is one of the MIM's most recent acquisitions, costumes from the Metropolitan Opera Archives.
We settled on two costumes from the production La Fille de Regiment by Donizetti, and one costume came from a production in the 1970s, and that is a costume worn by Joan Sutherland, and another costume comes from the 1990s, and that is a costume worn by Luciano Pavarotti. They're both that military uniform look, which is so iconic from that production. And they're very colorful and very eye-catching, and they tell that story of that era of opera really, really well.
And for those who keep score, curator Kathleen Weens would also like visitors to know there are a few notable firsts.
The first time that these two costumes have been displayed in a museum, and this is the first time that the Metropolitan Archive Collection has been represented in a museum on the West Coast.
And of course, an opera display is not complete without music.
It's a Monarch Special phonograph made in 1904 in Camden, New Jersey. And the Victor company that made this phonograph was the same company that Enrico Caruso had a contract with. And so we have on display the phonograph, some Caruso records, a beautiful backdrop image of Enrico Caruso, and we were able to film the phonograph in action, and so you can actually hear the voice of Enrico Caruso as you approach.
From 1903 to 1920, Caruso was an international sensation, a leading tenor at the Metropolitan Opera. He appeared in silent films, made more than 260 recordings, and even sang in the very first U.S. public radio broadcast in 1910.
Some of the singers, like Enrico Caruso, who were early well-known opera singers, became so because of the emerging recording industry at the time. We're talking about the early 20th century. So it was really became a sort of a chicken and egg question, which happened first, the opera diva status or the recording, the sound recording technology, and they sort of seemed to feed off of one another, and it was really interesting.
Enrico Caruso, Joan Sutherland, Luciano Pavarotti, several of the Met Opera's greatest stars, now on display in the MIM's Artist Gallery. For KBOC, at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.